The Fanatic Best of Podcasts are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Little Meek for our next guest, as requested. I love this kid, all right? He's an incredible writer. He did an amazing piece on Ben Simmons. I love this piece on Devontae Smith. He's terrific. What a great writer. And he's a really good storyteller. And I admire, because that's kind of, I always love the storytelling people. And he's one of ours, local guy, North Philadelphia, my man, GQ Magazine, and many other places. Tyler R. Tynes on the Comcast Business Hotline. Yo, Ty.
Yo, what's happening?
I got to, I love your stuff, man.
You got to, man. What else you going to do? Can't hate it.
I tell you, I love it. I was like, my man can write. My man's got a voice. Proud of you.
Look, man. I'm telling you, you can't hate it. So come on, you better love it.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of the stories. Let's get into Ben. What did you learn about Ben during your sit-down?
He's a nice guy, man. You know, I think the thing that we get with a lot of these players is that, you know, we only get a certain sample size of people. And when you have somebody like Ben Simmons who is willingly defiant, who willingly doesn't want to play ball with a lot of the local press, I mean, it's very easy to hate on a dude like that, especially when we kind of think about, you know, usually for the average consumer, the narrow idea of how we believe basketball is supposed to be played. You right. see Ben Simmons, he's 6'10", 6'11". He's a big guy. He's one of the fastest guys in the NBA. We assume, hey, go to the court every time. Go to the rim every time. And I think there's a little bit more nuance when it comes to ball, right? And the thing I really learned about him was that I was expecting him to not be willing to have a conversation. And I told him up front, I said, hey, man, I'm going to throw a lot at you. Just let me know if you don't want to do this. And he's like, no, he was ready. He was talking about some wine, talked about some Amiri jeans, talked about Ishka Bibble cheesesteak, and talked about how he's one of the most aggressive basketball players in the NBA when he feel like it. So I was surprised by Ben.
So, and you broached it with him during the interview, and you talked about the concept. Now, see, here's the thing. You're right about nuance, and you're right, and I've always been, I don't know if you're here to show it all, but I'm a big fan of Ben. I love the kid, right? So, now, that doesn't mean he can't unlock certain aspects of his game when you're, let's face it, you watched Sixers Celtics 2 years ago when they walled off on him, right? Like, you understand when Miami did that, you understand that when it comes to the playoffs, there's going to be a point in time when they're going to force him to be aggressive and go to the rim. Do you think he gets that?
I mean, I don't also know if it's going to be a force, right? I think a lot of the flaws of the last few teams that we had is we ain't had no shooters. And if you know Philly, we like shooters. And so if you don't got no shooters on the team with somebody who is a lot of dribble drive penetration, very limited in the half-court offense, is really playing, you know, not as much as a roller under Brett Brown. And so if you get him as a dominant ball handler, he's either going to the rim or passing and nobody can shoot. Well, you're taking out a major element. Of
right. Well, that wasn't last year because he right, but that wasn't last year. Last year he was hurt, so I wasn't even referring to that. If you go back to the Ilyasova, the Bellinelli, like they had shooters on that team. Even the Jimmy Butler. If you go back to the Jimmy Butler,
they were shooting with water guns.
Well,
they
Jimmy Butler. Well,
I mean, big dogs now.
Well, who? Chef Curry, Danny Green.
Come on, Danny Green. Come on, name them down. You got a few more.
Who?
Steph Curry, Danny Green.
I already said Steph Curry, Danny Green. Who else you got?
You got the Turkish guy. You know what I mean? Furkan. You got shooters. You got more shooters. You know, you got better players. You got better shooters.
Ty, that's negligible when you're talking about Jimmy Butler team. Listen, my only point to you is at some point, there might be a in the player. I like the kid, but at some point, he got to unlock some of his offensive game. Do you agree with that or no?
I don't, and I'm going to tell you why. Like, of course, as a fan, you want somebody like that.
No, it's not about being a fan. It's about X and O piece of it. If you're going to X and O, you can wall them off.
That's what that, no. What you asked me was, do I want more out of him? And I'm telling you, as a fan, I don't want more out of him because the team is the best team in the country, or at least on the East Coast, or, you know, Eastern Conference. And so that's the thing, and that's what came out in his interview, was that he was very much of the mind of like, well, my first priority is defense. And so if I'm not going to unlock that game, which he didn't say, but it seemed very clear that he was not going to unlock that game outside of February when he scored 20, 21 points a game, he's showing that his priority is one place. If Tobias Harris is on the court, if Seth Curry is on the court, if Joel Embiid, who's going to be the MVP, is on the court, if you have all of these players on the court whose primary option is to get to the rim because he will not, why are we still asking somebody who has a very clear refusal to do something to keep doing that thing? He's not going to do it. So let's actually key in on the things he's good at. He's a great defender. Cool. He's beautiful in transition. Cool.
Yeah, he's all that. But but listen to me. If you're going to take a leap into becoming one of the greatest players of the game, and there could be a time when you need to score. There's always a time when you have the ball in your hands. There might be a time where you're called upon to bail out Tobias if he's not. Or if Joe's getting double and triple teamed, you might have to do it to win.
Of course. Of course. But what he's clearly saying, every time he goes on the record, every time he leaves a public record, what he's saying is, actually, the way the team set up, I don't have to be that guy. It's not on my shoulders to do this, that, and the third. And look, as fans, he was the number one pick. We do want him to score 18 a game, 21 a game, while also doing
I don't even need to label it. I don't even need to label it. I just need when he's got to score because of how they're being defended, I need him to at least get to the rim consistently and go to the line. I don't need him to fire threes. I don't need any of that. And by the way, you would have to agree that young players can evolve and become great. I covered Michael Jordan, right? So I covered, I covered Kobe early. Kobe evolved. Everybody's game evolves. Yeah. It's Ben's game, you would agree, would have room to evolve, right?
Yeah, but here's the flaw in what you're talking about, right? It's an idea of evolution. So your idea of evolution is offensive evolution. That offensive evolution, you know, requires either a jump shot or an aggressive
Listen, he's got every part of the game. He's got every part of the game licked. He is a great defender.
Let me answer your question. If when you were talking about evolution of offensive basketball, the two people that you referenced were Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, two people who consistently and willingly.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Cuz. This weekend, two of the sport's most respected fighters step into the ring. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code FANATIC. Bet $1. If that fighter of your choice wins the main event, you cash $55. That's code FANATIC, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk LeBron then. Forget about Kobe. Forget about Jordan.
Go ahead.
LeBron's evolution offensively was real.
Right.
With scoring element to it, right?
Right.
He was still a facilitator, but he was able to increase his he developed a lockdown jump shot. He was able to go from score from the perimeter, score inside. He just evolved as a player.
Sure did.
That's all. I mean, my only point is, do you see him at some point evolving offensively in that manner?
No, because he's never shown as an athlete that he was willing. You know, you talk about LeBron James. LeBron James is still shooting jump shots in high school, man. We're talking about two different beasts.
You know, so, I understand that. But again, we've seen him go to the rim. We've seen him but he doesn't do that consistently.
But I've already answered your question. That's what I'm saying, is that he has shown at every single juncture that he is unwilling to do the things that fans and pundits and other people want him to do.
I just want them to win. It's not about,
well, that's
you know,
what they're doing, right? That's what they're doing, right?
All right, well,
and that's his point.
Yeah,
that's
well, guess what?
That's his point.
When we're sitting on Broad Street and you're there, thank cause we can go and go, he's good. That's it. He doesn't have to improve anywhere else.
Right, but look, I'm happy. See, and the thing about it, when you cover these dudes, and it's not just here, and it's across the board, and it's across sports, a lot of these guys are content with being who they are. Right? Because if you're Ben Simmons or if I'm Ben Simmons.
Well, Joel Embiid wasn't content, because if you see how he evolved as a player, as a dominant force, he brings it every night.
Right. But I ain't talking about Joel Embiid. I said a lot of players are content. I didn't say every player is content. A lot of players are content. Majority of players are content. And so the thing is this. If you've been Ben Simmons all your life, and you've been the best athletic freak on any basketball court almost all your life, you do not have an imperative so far to change things that we are specifically asking him. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, it's not about he's got to acquiesce to our wants and or desires. It's about a basketball evolution. That's all. We're talking to Tyler R. Tynes, GQ Magazine, many, many others. Tell me about Devontae Smith.
What you want to know, though?
I want to know, you know, what did you learn? He's a kid that you just love, who dominated the championship game, who has, I just loved his spirit. What did you think of?
Oh, he a dog, man. I mean, I think that came across in, you know, what we wrote. But he's a dog. I think Philly going to get something special. And you know, it's funny. Me and him were sitting in the Buffalo Wild Wings in Tuscaloosa, Alabama in March with Christian Barmore and a bunch of other folks who were at that table. And we had about a 90-minute conversation about if he, you know, what's Philly like? Does he want to live here? How do they treat their athletes? What's been the recent history in terms of athletes that are his size that will come to this city, and how would they be embraced compared to other places? Where should he live, et cetera? And so, you have to, you know, take in all the realities in your draft pick of where you could live. And we had about a 90-minute conversation about the realities of Philadelphia for somebody like him. And I'm fairly sure he came away thinking, well, maybe this is somewhere I could be. If this is where I go, I could probably figure it out. And so you got one of the hardest workers on one of the best college football teams in the history of sport.
Yeah,
so,
elite. He's an elite talent. I mean, it's amazing because he basically single-handedly won the championship game in a quarter and a half.
He
glides. Like, he's a beautiful player to watch.
And the reality, too, is I think he's gotten faster. I mean, if you talk to them coaches down there, Alabama, Matt Raya, Ben Newman, any of the strength guys down there who've been watching him since the national championship game, it feels like he's gotten faster. They're training him to get more out of his legs and more burst. He doesn't really get hurt. You know, his weight fluctuates all the time. And so there's so much about him. And the thing I think we often do when we see players like him that are a little more complicated and don't fit easily into a puzzle, we kind of bastardize them for either their flaws or their talent. And the thing about him is, put him on the field and watch what he do. There shouldn't be any other conversation.
Yeah. All right, listen, on that, we agree. What other profiles are you working on?
Come on, man. Come on. You want to see him in GQ Magazine? Subscribe to that thing, man. You'll see it.
Well, yeah, it's a You'll teaser it. For you, baby.
Come on, man. Nah, look, we're going to have a lot of stuff that's coming in the next few months.
All right. Well, I enjoy it, man. And you also did a very interesting Cam Newton podcast, and it's a six-part series on Cam's life.
That's my old job, though. I'm only focused on my new job. But, yeah, you can go get the Cam Chronicles wherever you get podcasts. That's a beautiful thing we put together there.
Good. Well, listen, I wish you a lot of luck, buddy. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Shout out North Philly and shout out my mom, man. You know, it's Mother's Day around the corner, so make sure y'all get your mom something nice.
Oh, that's nice. What's your mom's name?
Man, Sarah Hinton, man, down North Philly. Y'all already know. Come on, man. Appreciate who she is. Come on,
give her a hug for us, all right?
I'll make sure I do that.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. Tyler Tynes, GQ Magazine.